I was working at a gas station, my husband and I both. We weren't getting along well at all. We were arguing back and forth. And this is why we didn't want to go home, because we would rather talk it out in the car than go home with the kids and fight, you know, had to listen to them too. So we were really arguing, and we decided to go get something to eat. So about that time, a police came out of a restaurant on the right-hand side of the road. And he went to pull the man over.
She turned around. I said she was looking hard. She looked, and I didn't think she seen the guy, but she did. Because I said, what you looking at? Because I knew something had went wrong. I said, what you looking at? She said, you just shut up and drive.
And I kept telling my husband, I kept saying, slow down, so I can see. And he said, no. He said, come on. He said, we're getting out of here. He said, you're too nosy. He said, you don't even know what's going on.
I had no idea that, you know, somebody gonna get killed or shot, you know. So I just drove on.
He was one of these kind that he didn't like getting involved in nothing. You know, he wanted to go on. He told me, shut up, turn around, don't look, you know. And I turned around and looked anyway.
So we heard some, like, backfire, firecrackers or something. And so we drove on over the bridge, and I got thinking, I said, Emily, I said, ain't no firecracker this time of the year. I was thinking to myself, that couldn't be somebody shooting, you know.
It was real dark, and it was cold. It was hard to see in that car. But see, his window was down. The driver's window was down. And this is how I got such a good look.
I really couldn't see anything inside. It was kind of, you know, shadows on the window stuff. But when you roll out in the window, that's what made his face thin out. So the car was dark blue. He had a beard. Mustache stuff, you know, kind of dishwater blonde hair. And but you know, like I said, when he's in court, he sure look a lot different. Yeah. All I could just tell by this and this, you know, that was him. I knew that there was some shots over there, I mean, you know, but I didn't want to be involved in it, because West Dallas is a high crime neighborhood, one of the biggest.
He was more scared of it than I was. But see, in the when you have black people like that, they don't like getting involved in nothing. That's just common. Like here, you know, nobody wants to see nothing or hear nothing. And they'll stay completely in the background. That's why they were having such a hard time over there finding anybody that would come forward. Because it was in a totally black neighborhood.
No, she just believe in, see somebody doing something wrong, she sure tell it. She told on me, a couple times she said that I was hauling drugs out of El Paso, called the sheriff down there and gonna make me open my trunk. So I ended up opening it, but there wasn't nothing in it. And, oh, man, she's, good grief. Yeah, she's always, she find out you're doing something, she sure turn you in.